Today on Sound Advice with audiologist Doug Leonard from ASI, Audiological Services of Iowa, we're talking to all those folks out there. If you have been diagnosed with diabetes, of course, doctors often refer people to optometrists and things like that. They're very concerned about how the diabetes affects their eyesight. Well, we got news for you. That diabetes also affects your ears just as much as your eyes, Doug.
That's a good point, John. And I don't think there's always necessarily that referral over to audiology that there is to optometry. And just want folks to think more about that and the medical community themselves as well. Diabetics, they say the ear of a diabetic is chronologically a decade older than the patient really is.
Why would that be?
Well, because the diabetes directly affects the function of their cochlea or their inner ear. Anything that affects blood supply and circulation is going to interfere with those delicate little nerves in the inner ear. So if I'm a 53-year-old with diabetes, I really have the hearing or an ear of a 63-year-old. There's a much greater chance that that patient's going to develop hearing loss. And so we want folks to consider having a routine audiological evaluation as part of their diabetic care as well. And, you know, it's not something that has to be done every 6 months or every year necessarily, but especially getting a baseline. You know, if you're a diabetic, especially a middle-aged diabetic that hasn't had a hearing evaluation yet, you know, you should really visit with your physician about that and probably get a referral in to see us for that.
I know some folks with diabetes have said that, you know, all of a sudden they noticed their vision was a little bit off. Can it be the same thing with their hearing? Can it work that quickly?
Yeah, it can. Probably not very acute, but it's certainly something that's going to affect them more quickly than a patient without diabetes. And oftentimes, you know, with hearing loss, it can be more subtle because, you know, it's just a slow, gradual decline of acuity.
It's like your vision, you can all of a sudden be blurry a little bit, but hearing, like we've said it a million times on the show, people for decades have had hearing issues, didn't know it until they got an evaluation. So it is important to track all that. So if you have been diagnosed with diabetes, yes, get your eye screened, but also set up that appointment. And Doug, what do they do with appointments? When you say, have somebody come in with diabetes, is there any special thing that you do with them?
Well, we'll just do a thorough case history with them, but the diagnostic part of it would be the same as any patient that was coming in. You know, we're going to do their medical history, do otoscopy, take a peek in their ears, and then have them do a whole diagnostic evaluation and go through the results with them. And then, of course, if they were referred in by their doctor, we'll get a report sent to the physician.
Yeah, there are lots of things you need to track. If you have a diabetes diagnosis, hearing is certainly one of those. Now, Doug, what's the number here in Carroll for Audiological Services of Iowa?
It's 792-5933.
And your office is located where?
We're at 712 Simon Avenue, so just across the parking lot east of Hunan's.
Stop on by for lunch someday, and then stop on into ASI, Audiological Services of Iowa.